6 minutes past 9 o'clock on 5AA. Talking tech, Adelaide tech guy Richard Pascoe in the studio. Hello, Richard.
Hello, Matthew. I was listening into your introduction before when you were saying I was going to be on tonight. Yeah, if you want to talk about washing machines, yeah, feel free to ring up. I sound excited, don't I? I'd be excited about that as you're excited about when the chemtrail bloke rings up.
Oh, yeah, that's a great call. The chemtrail guy. Please call me again. It's been years. Please call. Oh, that was so much fun.
The memory lingers on, doesn't it?
He was so serious.
Oh, yeah, they are.
That's unreal.
He'd have his tinfoil hat on.
Learn some science. It's cold in.
No, they don't learn
no.
science,
well, sorry, yeah,
Matthew.
That's the problem,
good
isn't it?
Heavens,
I know, sorry,
no.
sorry.
Say yes.
All right. Let's talk tech. And we were just chatting during the break. Police, well, there's so much to talk about, but police have put out another warning today after a woman in the Murraylands, the second person in the Murraylands within a week. Last week it was a bloke who had 40 grand swiped from his account. They rang him, told him his phone had been hacked and they would help him. They kept ringing him during the day saying, have you done this, done that? He let them gain access to his phone and they've gone, yep, thanks very much, we'll solve everything for you. And 40 grand disappeared from his account. Today's scam is they contacted a woman in the Murraylands and told her a Netflix had been hacked.
And people panic when you start talking about Netflix. They really do. Settle down, people. It's okay.
So they said, download this app and we'll fix it for you. So she did. Yeah. And fortunately, she only had 300 odd bucks in her account, and that's what disappeared.
She's very lucky.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the analogy I always use with people is if I came to see you and said, Matthew, it's lovely to meet you. I'm come here to have a look at your computer because you've got a few issues.
Yeah.
Can you and the wife and the family go and stand on the front lawn for an hour? Because I'm just going to have a bit of a look around.
Yeah.
You'd never do it.
No, that's
but
right.
But they'd let any Tom, Dick or Harry go on along and log on to their device. They've got no idea who they are. You know, I had one with that pretended they were iiNet. They got, I think it was $16,000 out of it. And she goes, we're on iiNet. And we just believed it was real at the time. You can't do that sort of thing. You've got to question all these things.
Yep.
You've got to question every email that comes. And when in doubt, don't. You know, if you think your Netflix account or you, we were talking before, I received three emails today saying my Netflix account's in trouble.
Oh, no.
Well, it's a bit of a panic there, let me tell you. But, you know, I just log on to Netflix on my computer, check my account.
No
if
problem.
I can log on, it's fine. If it works on the TV, people, it's fine.
Yeah.
When it doesn't work on the TV, it means there's a problem with your credit card, you haven't paid.
Your internet's down.
Your internet's down. That's all.
That's right.
So, you know, people are just, we've got to wise up about these things.
Yeah,
we really do.
Yep, just get smart. That's right. All right. Look, latest figures from ACMA, Australian Communications and Media Authority, indicating there's problems are taking longer with telcos to fix.
But there's less complaints.
Really?
Less, that's great news.
Well,
I think it's gone down 15% year on year. So the complaints dropped from 323,000 to 274,000.
Oh,
so that's good news,
I
think.
Is that easier to understand phone plans?
Look, I think it is.
Yeah.
Everybody always has a complaint. I mean, I would probably get 20 calls a week on various things that I've got to go along. People go back to your telco, talk nicely, you know, to them about it. You know, a lot of people yell and complain or, you know, I've got a problem, I can't get this. And they say, well, I'm going to the ombudsman if I can't. Let them try and fix the thing first.
Yes.
You know, it's get your case number and you know, if ever I've got a complaint, I talk nicely to them. I do it for clients as well.
Yeah.
A lot of times I've got several clients who in business haven't got time to talk, so they'll ring me up, can you just come in and fix this for me?
Yeah.
So, you know, we do. I was talking to one, you know, Saturday morning, I did one and there were some things that had to be worked through. And they're there to try and help you because they want to get you off the phone as quick as possible. But yelling down the phone doesn't get you anywhere. So half are about mobile services, which I understand as well. NBN broadband was at 67,000 as well. But what I found curious in the complaints was that the most complained about was actually fibre to the node. You know, fibre, which I've got to say, sorry, fibre to the home, which I thought would be the least complained about because we don't have the copper network cables in between.
Right.
that to me just absolutely stunned me as well. Okay. That's probably the least complaints about that at all. So, you know, I just think the amount of complaints we've got were interesting on there as well. But, you know, talk to your telco nicely about getting that resolved on there as well. I've got to say, the people that like to post on social media to get it fixed, it just doesn't happen.
No.
It really can whinge all you want, complain about it, but in the end, you've got to make that phone call because they're not going to ring you. And just very quickly on this as well, we were talking off air. If you get a phone call from your own phone number, which seems to be occurring now, and I had one on Saturday, you don't answer the phone because it's a bit somebody has masked your number. Now, I talked to Chris Marks at Telstra about this on Friday, and we're doing a bit more investigation into this, but kind of like don't answer that. I had a client who answered the phone. Didn't give them any personal details. They were after personal details on the other end of the phone.
What did they say to them? What, your number's been compromised or something?
Yeah, so, you know, we've got all this. We need your help. Again, it's that we need your help part on there as well. They went, no, we don't. But the mistake they made, they rang the bank. Right? And the bank said, oh, you've got a problem there. And they shut down every account.
No.
Right? So they hadn't actually done anything wrong.
Wow.
Which meant I have to come out. Because they rang me, I have to give them a letter, I have to check their devices and talk to them about that and say they're safe to go back on the internet as well. So if you get a phone call from your own number, don't do it, people.
Here's your internet license.
Exactly right, yes.
John at Norwood, hello, John.
Hi, guys. Hi, Richard.
Hi, John.
Just, mate, I've got a Windows 10 laptop.
Yep.
Little 3, and it had Norton 360 lock on there, and it's run out. Should I still go with that or go with a Microsoft Defender?
How tech savvy are you, John?
Not very good. Just so mediocre.
Do you open up all the emails that come in, John?
No.
Or you're a bit
I do and some I don't.
You're a bit savvy about it. So, you know, if you don't know which emails to click on and which emails not to click on, right, if you can't keep your computer up to date, if you go to unsafe websites, and I'm sure you don't, John, out there as well, you know, you can probably get away with Windows Defender on there, which I think does a very, very good job. I'm probably going to talk about Norton next week. I'm doing a bit of investigation in Norton at the moment. So retailers won't be very happy with me, what I'm about to say about it as well.
Yeah, just the other question I want to ask about, is it very hard to get Norton's off my laptop and go with Defender or not?
What you do, John, is if you go to the Norton website and you're after the Norton removal tool. So anybody wants to get rid of their antivirus, every company produces a removal tool on there.
Right.
So you run that, it will remove every inch of Norton, reboot the computer, and you'll find Defender will start to take over straight away for you.
Okay.
All right.
And what do you charge if I want to catch up with you to do things like that for me?
Give me a call tomorrow, John, and we can talk about it. All right?
All right, buddy. Thanks for
Thanks, John.
Bye.
Thank you, John. Paul at North Brighton. Hi, Paul.
Hello. I don't know if it's a scam or not, but we're always told when the Australian government contacts you, it won't be by ringing you up. It'll be through your MyGov app or your Centrelink account.
That's right.
And I got a phone call yesterday from a Sydney number, or 02.
Yep.
And this was someone saying we're conducting a survey on behalf of the Australian government. So I just hung up. I just hope I did the right thing.
You don't want to tell them what you think, John, anyway. Seriously. It all depends who you vote for and all of those sort of things. So, yeah, I mean, I've got a pretty blanket thing on mine. I probably don't answer Sydney or Melbourne calls anymore because they're all scams.
Okay. Well, that's fair enough. I suppose I get a wrong one and I text them back and say, God, I've listened to the message and say, look, I'm Paul. It's not who you're calling, you know. But I just don't respond to any numbers that are not in my phone book.
Yeah, or they will leave you a message.
Yeah, that's right.
I think that's a key thing, is they leave you a message.
Yep. Would scammers ever leave you a message to say, ring this number?
Not that I've ever had. I did have a call centre once with the scammers in there who forgot to hang the phone up. So for the next 5 minutes, I heard them talking away in the background.
Really?
So, yeah, on things. So they just forgot to hang up. So, yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Carl wants to know, Where do you suggest buying an iPhone Pro outright, price, etc.? Does anywhere have any specials?
Shop around at the moment. There's lots of specials on. We're coming at the end of financial year. Mm. There are lots of bargains around at the moment. I know Telstra have got them on special. I think they put them on special today for people as well. So okay. You can get some really good prices on phones at the moment.
Current models?
Current models.
Yeah. Bought one 6 months too soon.
But remember, we got the iPhone 12S or 13 coming out in September. 14. Or 14. Yes. Or might be the iPhone 20.
Oh, really? Why?
What? They might skip all the numbers.
You reckon?
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't. Maybe.
Won't be 13.
No, you're right. I don't think it will be either. No one will buy it.
No.
Mike says, I just dumped Avast after years of dubious protection.
Well done, Mike.
Really?
Pat on the back,
yeah?
Mike.
Didn't like Avast.
Avast, Avira, AVG.
Yeah.
Sea Cleaner out there. I wrote an article on my site called them the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse.
So you're happy with them then?
Oh, yeah. Terrible, terrible things. If you've got them on your computer, will thank you if you remove it. Literally say thank you for doing that.
Gee, okay. He says using Defender and Chrome, so interested in next week's rundown.
You'd be fine. Defender and Chrome, most of my clients, that's all they run on.
All right. 8223-0000 is the number. We'll take a quick break. Richard Pascoe on 8223-0000. You can give him a call. All your tech questions, he's here to solve them. 21 past 9, here with Richard Pascoe, Adelaide tech guy, and Rob has texted in. He says, Richard, you fixed my laptop and computer and left a number login. Laptop needs code. Other one just opens with no code.
It'll be your PIN number, Rob.
Okay.
So it'd be a four-digit PIN number in there that you've got to put in there.
All right. So this is like your Apple phone to unlock it or whatever.
Yep.
Your Samsung, whatever it is.
And if you get stuck, Rob, give me a call tomorrow. Right.
Graham at Greenwith, I should say.
G'day, fellas. How are you?
Very good.
Graham. So I was just wondering if I can ask a question. I'm thinking about buying a phone for a friend for Christmas.
Yeah, aren't you good, Graham?
Yeah, I'm top guy.
Yeah.
At the moment, there might be phones out a bit cheaper with the end of the financial year.
There is.
Now, I was 12 months or 2 years ago, I bought her, I think it was a Samsung A20.
Yeah.
And I just want to update that, but can you get a phone for around $400?
Yes, you can. There are a couple of the lower grade Samsung, which are really good, I've got to say, for around about the $300, $400 mark.
Oh, yeah.
As well.
So that would be a Samsung. What would that be?
I've got my phone with me at the moment. If you want to flick me an email, I will, because I'm recommending one. I think it's the A31 off the top of my head.
Okay.
As well. Nice, nice camera, big screen, good-looking screen on there as well. So, yeah.
Okay. And a better camera?
Yeah, good camera. You know, okay, I've got to say, the standard of cameras in smartphones at the moment, you know, in $200-$300 phones is great. It really is.
Okay. Yeah.
And I got to say,
where's the best place to buy one? I suppose a Samsung shop or something? Or
shop around, quite honestly, because there's so many good bargains out there. You know, for people as well. Samsung have got them on special. You can walk into Harvey Normans and buy them outright. So, you know, walk in there and say, I want to buy a phone outright on there as well. And they will literally go along and sell you a phone outright, you know, for it. So, you know, I'm just doing a quick look here.
Yeah.
You know, on some of the phones that you can get. Yeah, the Samsung A52, that's $598. Really great phone on there as well.
A52.
The A32, $480 as well.
Yeah.
So there's some good phones that are, if you're on the cheap side. Not that I'm making you sound cheap, Graham. The Samsung A12, $288.
All right, I'll go down to Harvey's tomorrow and see what they've got going.
All right, that's good, Graham.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, good on you, Graham. I've got to say, I shouted myself a new iPhone at Christmas.
Yes.
Sort of the family did, but really I did.
Yeah.
And I pay it off in 2 years. But anyway, the best photos I've ever taken. Most amazingly clear
photos.
You've
got the 12,
haven't you? I've got the 12. Yes,
which I have as well. It's a wonderful, wonderful camera it is.
Yeah, it is. It is just stunning. It takes the best pics. If you love your pics.
Yep.
You got to have
a look
at it.
And the video, I've got to say, is superb on there as well.
Really is.
Yep.
Facebook. Now, what are they? They're copying textile from images. Now, what's this?
They've unveiled a tool which uses artificial intelligence. It's called Textile Brush. Now, what it's capable of doing is if you just write a couple of words down, it can copy your exact handwriting and, depending what you've written a whole essay.
Really?
It's very, very intelligent. So it knows the difference between typography and calligraphy. It knows curved text. It knows rotations.
Hasn't seen my writing.
It hasn't seen mine either. I've got shocking handwriting, mate. But they reckon they can copy. If they get enough stuff on you, and very little stuff, I've got to say, they could write a whole essay.
In your handwriting.
In your handwriting.
That could be dangerous. Potentially. It could be handy if you're a school student.
If you're a school student, I reckon it'll be gold.
Yeah.
But I worry about the education system not being able to pick this up at the moment, because there'd be so many people, because we'd know that, let's be a bit sarcastic here, universities wouldn't take shortcuts on things like this, would they, Matthews?
But they wouldn't expect handwritten either.
No,
they
wouldn't.
Thesis.
Yeah.
So.
But this thing is able to go along and do it. So you can get maths problems solved now.
Which you can.
Complex math problems. Like when you and I were in school, you get the first line and solve it.
Yeah.
But now you just punch that into, Microsoft OneNote does it, and it will run through every step till it solves the equation for you.
It's unreal, isn't it?
There are kids out there going for OneNote right now. Now that we've said that to fish. To me, it has huge implications in the education arena out there, especially that this thing could go along and duplicate what you would write.
Unreal. That's crazy. Lawrence at Gawler. Hi, Lawrence.
Oh, hi. Yeah, look, I've got an opportunity to buy an Oppo Find X2. I'm just wondering what they're like.
Oppo's a really good phone, Lawrence. It's new, isn't it?
Sorry?
Is it new or used?
Yeah, new, yeah.
Yeah, good. Yeah. No, it should be fine.
I had them on for about half price, I think.
So. Yep. They're trying to buy them.
It's a superseded model.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with them at all, Lawrence. I think Oppo's are really good. They're on the cheap end, but really good phones.
Fair enough. Thanks very much.
All right.
Yeah. Thanks, Lawrence. No name on this one. Oh, it's Graham. Sorry, it's a different Graham. Google supposedly sending me a message I need to add my birth date to my account. Can you enlighten me?
I would open up your Gmail account, click on your Google account, and then have a look at what they require in there.
Okay.
All right, because most people always have to enter their birth date in there.
When you're setting it up.
When you're setting the account up. So that's how you would do it, not through a link or a message that they send you.
So, yes, if you're getting a link, don't click on it.
No, we don't want to do that. So go back and go along and say, hey, this is how I've got to go along and fill it in.
End of Windows 10. What's the latest?
We talked about it last week. So there was a support document came out during the week saying support for Windows 10 Home and Pro will end on October 14th, 2025.
Right.
So you've got a bit to go.
Okay.
But June 24th, we're going to have the announcement on there as well. And when it finishes support, it will be 10 years of Windows 10, which is mostly what we run on through the years, except for Windows ME, which was the worst. Do you ever remember that?
No, I don't.
It was only out for about, I reckon, probably 6 months. If you bought a computer with Windows ME, you put it on the internet, 5 minutes later, it was an IT guy's dream because it was filled with viruses. It was like a honeypot for it as well. So, I'm advising people out there, honestly, go along. If you're still on Windows 7, I would make the move to Windows 10 now.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
So, there are links on my website as well about how to go along and do it. If you're on Windows 8, I'd make the move to Windows 10 now because there might be an upgrade path, but we'll know more come June 24th.
All right. It's raining outside now. Could people's internet be affected by this?
It always is, Matthew. It's one of the things I thought we'd bring up tonight.
Yeah.
So, when it rains outside, we've got physical damage to the network. We've got water getting into electrical connections out there. It interferes with wireless connectivity as well. People go along and say, well, my internet connection's dropping in and out. It's because it's raining outside as well. So always go along and remember that. And, I've got to say the NBN do a reasonable job at trying to fix all of these things out there, as well as Telstra did as well.
Yeah.
But, if the cabling's underground, there's going to be flooding. Moisture gets into the cables and connectors as well.
Seriously, so old-fashioned.
It is. But there's also the behavioural factor as well. When it's raining, what do we do?
What do we do?
We all go inside.
Get an umbrella.
Inside and go on the internet as well. So, you know, we're all inside, we're watching Netflix and things like that. So the internet speed in the area starts to slow down as well. So, yeah, water
does
interfere.
You've got to go wireless. I'm sorry. It's such a dinosaur, this NBN thing. It is.
We love the we know you listen. As soon as we mention NBN, they get the readout of exactly what we say.
Well, it's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
It is.
Yep.
We'll be ripping it up. The $45-50 billion it cost us, we'll be ripping it up and chucking it in the bin in 5 years.
And 5G's coming for a million. And so is Elon Musk as well.
It's so useless. So, yeah. It's such a waste of money.
Doe's got to, you know, adapt and keep going. It's better than ADSL.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's right. Let's go there. Mm. iOS 15. so photo memories, it's having an impact on photo memories?
When it comes, on photo memories, and you get it on your phone as well.
Yeah, you get the memories. Yeah.
You're able to suggest fewer memories like this. So it might be, you know, they pumps up to go, I never want to remember that time as well. But with iOS 15, when it comes out, somebody can pop up on it.
Yeah,
and you
randomly.
Can say, yeah, randomly. And you can go, you know what? I don't really want to see that person again in my memory as well.
Why don't you kill the photo?
People never do that. Oh. They just keep every photo on there for the 25,000. So you can long press on an image and you can select feature this person less or remove from featured photos. So it will start appearing. So if you've got exes, if you went to somewhere you didn't particularly like and say, God, that was the worst holiday of all time, I never want to see it again, it's a good thing to go along and stop all of those.
Mm. All right. And finally, Facebook working on a smartwatch. They're a bit late to the party. Why?
Why would you do it?
Yeah.
Seriously, why? They reckon they're working on a watch which you'll be able to pull the display off.
Yeah.
It'll have two inbuilt cameras for taking pictures and videos on there as well.
So dumb.
Why are you going to pull your watch face off?
I know.
You know, seriously. So the
don't
camera.
We have a phone that does this?
Yeah, we do. We do. So they're going to be available for video calls. It'll be a 1080p camera on the back.
Yeah.
Stainless steel watch frame. I don't know why we do.
Yeah.
I really don't. It's going to connect to Messenger and WhatsApp, and I understand all that. I run a customized version of Android, but.
But isn't all that on your phone? I mean, isn't that enough?
Yeah. They're really late to the market. They're looking at some way to get around Apple's stringent rules about advertising.
Yeah.
To try and put something out there.
Seriously.
So, I don't think we need it.
No, we don't need it at all. We don't need Facebook at all, frankly, but that's another story. Mike says Vista, one word, Vista. I think when we were talking about...
It was a shocker, Mike.
Yes. So there we are.
I did see somebody with Vista again the other day. Can you do something with it? I said there's a bin in the corner.
There you go. Jason says, what's the best antivirus software for my Mac laptop? Because I keep getting 20 or 30 alerts every time I open it and I close the ads, but then they come back.
Ads and antivirus are not the answer to it. So ads are notifications. Turn off notifications on your Mac. You don't need an antivirus on a Mac.
Right.
I'm still of that belief.
Really?
No.
Okay.
None at all.
Wow.
Because there is inbuilt into the Apple operating system thing that says only install Apple approved software.
Mm.
Malware is not Apple approved. If you turn that off, you're an idiot. So, yeah.
Okay, there you go. Straight from Adelaide Tech Guy, Richard Pascoe, who you can find at
adelaidetechguy.com.au.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks.
Thank you, Richard.